بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. We were reading from the life of Hazrat Imam Rabbani Maulana Rashid Ahmad Ngoi Rahmatullah Ali and some inspirational stories. Today we will talk about the level of following the Sunnah in the life of Hazrat Maulana, and really we need this inspiration. It is mentioned that every part of Hazrat Maulana's life was in accordance to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His walking, talking, eating, sleeping, clothing and character were in emulation of the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Once my ustad said, make one dua for me among many duas, and that dua is that Allah Pak give me tawfiq that I can follow Sunnah completely in my life. This must be one of our goals, that I must walk according to the Sunnah, I must talk according to the Sunnah, I must eat, sleep, dress, and behave according to the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is easy also and what is difficult also, both I must do. When it comes to controlling my anger, when it comes to being good, smiling, being pleasant, that also, if it's hard for me, I must be able to follow that Sunnah also. So it is mentioned that Maulana always entered the masjid with the right foot and left the masjid with the left foot. Maulana always entered the masjid with the right foot and left the masjid with the left foot. When we go into the toilet, we go with the left foot. We come out with the right foot. When we come in the masjid, we come with the right foot and we exit with the left foot. When we wear our shoes, we put the right foot on first and then the left foot. When we take off our shoes or clothing, we take the left side first out and then we take the right side out. So we should remember this. It's part of the sunnah. So one day some people observing Maulana as he was leaving the masjid, so what they did, they left his shoes right at the entrance of the masjid and they wanted to see how Maulana is going to leave the masjid with the left foot and how he's going to put his shoe on with the right foot. How he's going to be able to do this. So a person who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person whose love for Nabi alayhi salam is so great, will definitely be able to practice on both these sunnats. So Maulana exited the masjid with the left foot and he stood on his sandal, and then he placed his right foot in the sandal first, and then he took his left foot and put it in the sandal. So subhanallah, look at how beautifully he had managed to practice on both the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those that were watching were really astounded at the manner in which Maulana practiced on both the sunnahs at one time. This can only be done by a person who is soaked by the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we shouldn't deem anything to be small sunnats. Shouldn't feel anything is a small sunnat. I know one of our imams, when you watch him entering his car, our cars are right-hand drive. So when you enter, generally you enter from that side, so your left foot goes in the car first. So one of our imams, it's a marvelous thing, it's amazing to watch him, how he holds the top of the car and makes sure he enters with the right foot. When a person has that amount of love for the sunnah, he makes sure he enters his car with the right foot also. Imagine. So we take intention, inshallah, and be conscious of it, because I find there's a great amount of neglect when it comes to these aspects, entering the masjid with the right foot, leaving every day. If you just observe, you see how much of ghaflat, neglect in this one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What about the toilet? What about eating? Do we remember to recite the dua before eating and recite the dua after eating? Or are we just eating like that? And how do we eat? Are we sitting and eating? Are we standing and eating? And how do we eat? And is it hard for us to practice on the sunnah of eating on the floor also? Can we introduce that in our homes if it's not there? One day, 2 days a week, eating on the floor. So we should look for these opportunities to see, and then the children will grow up with these habits and qualities. No, I have to do it. My father did it, I have to do it. Otherwise, if we do things that is against the sunnah, then it will be very hard for them to catch on to that practice. If we introduced it, they following it, we'll get sadaqah jariyah in our qabr. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.